Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know the day on which your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds already doing so. Amen, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's quite an image that Jesus gives us in today's Gospel. One that doesn't always harmonize with the types of titles that we give the Lord. Kind of easy to relate to him as Good Shepherd. Very easy for you to relate to him as Bridegroom. We can relate to him as Savior. We can relate to him as Lord. We can relate to him as Son of David. We can relate to him as Son of Man. Thief! And Jesus makes quite clear that he wants us to think of him as a thief. He says, and there's a parallelism here. You don't know the day on which your Lord will come. Then he talks about master of the house. Then he talks about Son of Man. And in the link of all of it, he describes the coming of the thief. Saint Therese, whom I know many of you have a devotion to, just like I do, last couple years of her life, when she was suffering with tuberculosis, she grew to relate to the Lord fundamentally under this title, Il Voleur. The thief is coming for me and he's about to snatch me away. Alleluia, she would write in one of her shortest poems. Throughout sacred scripture, we see this image come back and back. Jesus in the book of Revelation said, "I am coming like a thief." St. Paul, later in this first letter to Thessalonians, chapter 5, talks about, you know that the Lord is coming like a thief in the night. So don't be caught unawares, but live in the light. Second letter of St. Peter likewise builds on this image of Jesus as the thief. Why does Jesus use this image? He uses it to shock us, so that we don't domesticate him, so that we don't sort of put him in this nice little safe closet in our life. Who are the people who are afraid of thieves? People who have something to hide. People who are putting their treasure in what they're afraid to get swiped. Jesus wants us to relate to him as our true treasure, because then we lose the fear of the thief. When we're prepared to give it all away, willingly, if he asks. Likewise, he wants us to ponder the notion of the surprise. Not to scare us, but to help us precisely to be ready for his arrival. So that we'd never catch him as a thief in the night, but relate to him as someone who has stolen our heart in broad daylight. Saint Therese's sister Pauline Francesca was there with her, as you know, in the Carmel. June before she died, September 30th in 1897, asked her straight out, "Are you afraid of the coming of the thief?" And Saint Therese says, "No, I could never be afraid. In fact, I've already invited him in. He's already here." That she asked for the grace to cooperate with the thief and allow him to break into her, to all those locked places that she had not yet fully allowed him to become Lord. To cooperate with the thief in broad daylight and allow him to have it all. Jesus builds on that image in the second part of today's gospel when he talks about the pistis forgetting the second word in Greek for prudent. Faithful and prudent steward. Faithful basically means trusting and believing. Doesn't mean someone in whom the master has put his trust. That's a derivative meaning. The primary meaning is the one who trusts the master. One who believes in the master. The one who loves the master. And then prudent, wise, practical. Who then is this believing and practical steward that the master has put in charge of his household? First attribute of that is one who is vigilant, who is staying awake, who knows that the thief is coming, and the one who's invited him on in, living in the daylight. The second is one who is charitable, one who is distributing to others the food of the master at the time that is proper. That we've received so much from the master. And what he wants us to do, if we are truly believing in him and what he says, and truly practical, we'll be taking all the Lord's gifts, and when it is fitting, giving them away. Some are going to require the Gerbers spiritually. Others are capable of something far more, but we ponder what these people need and give them what they need at their proper time. Sometimes all they're going to need is a listening ear. Other times they're going to need us to put out into the deep and say, this is what you must do. Sometimes they're going to need something material. Other times they're not going to need anything material whatsoever. And they're going to want us to hold it back and say, this is where you put your treasure. But whatever is needed, because we believe in the Lord, we receive his treasure as a depository and we dole it out generously according to what's most fitting. That is the wise and the trusting servant who comes on in and becomes a bandit with the thief, the co-collaborator, the getaway driver, however you want to phrase it, to allow him to do his work in the other servants. Jesus contrasts this faithful and prudent servant who's already doing so at all times because the master could come at any time. So every time is a time to live with that thief. But the wicked servant says, I got plenty of time. My master's long delayed. And so that rather than giving others what the master has given us to give to others, he begins to beat his fellow servants, to harm them, begins to give himself over to pleasure, to eat and drink with drunkards. And this is the person whom the thief is going to catch off guard. And he's not going to come to ambush the thief, but to ambush the unfaithful or wicked servant. But he will come as a thief because this person's just never ready. And all of the words of the prophets, all of the ones who have gone out and said, behold, the bridegroom is coming, and who don't do anything for their lambs, those are the ones who are going to be caught off guard. So what's the solution? The solution is, like St. Therese, to recognize that the thief is present and always to allow him in. One of the most influential chapters I've ever read of anything is chapter 23 of The Imitation of Christ, which if you have it over down the hall and you haven't read it in a while, I'd encourage you to consult today. It's very brief, but it starts off, you're going to die far sooner than you think. It just starts with that Christian sanity that we never know the day or the hour. And Jesus wants it that way so that we live every day and every hour as if it might be our last. And if we think this way and we act this way as a practical steward of the gift of time God has given us, then we will not live morbidly, but we will live with extraordinary passion. The conversation you have today with the person who really tries your patience may be the last conversation you ever have in your life. So you can let her at your wake say she was distracted checking her watch the entire time. Or you can say, nobody's ever listened to me with that much love. Whoever's the cook now, the next meal you prepare, maybe the last meal you ever prepare. How much love do you want to put into the last meal you prepare? This may be the last Mass any of us ever attend. This might be the last time we ever receive Jesus in Holy Communion. How do we want to pray this Mass? How do we want to receive him? The cross that you're dealing with today may be your ultimate calvary. How do you want to bear it? Do you want to complain about it? Or do you really want to embrace it? Il valeur viendra, Saint Therese wrote. And Mabakara, Alleluia. The thief will come to embrace me. Praise be the Lord. As that thief comes, knocking, not barging in to the door of our souls today, let us ask through Saint Therese's intercession to let him in with love and then to collaborate with him as if today were the last day and the beginning of eternity. As we live every day that way, one day we'll be right and we'll recognize how great it was to live every day as that faithful and prudent servant.